This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Trump administration's attempt to circumvent tightened emissions standards that the president's predecessor, President Joe Biden, adopted for coal-fired power plants has generated a lawsuit with ramifications for Montana's largest power plant, Colstrip. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency moved last week to reverse the mercury and air toxics standard rule that the Biden administration implemented last year to reduce airborne emissions of heavy metals and soot when coal is burned to create electricity. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin described the rule implemented by former President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris as an attempt to regulate coal, oil, and gas out of existence. The repeal attempt comes 2 months after Zeldin granted Colstrip, the coal-fired plant in southeastern Montana, a short-term exemption from the rule using a provision of federal law relating to national security interests. Northwestern Energy CEO Brian Bird, who has negotiated deals with other utilities in Washington to double his utility's ownership in the 40-year-old plant, supported repealing the rule. Both the rule rollback that the EPA announced last week and a lawsuit that environmental groups filed the following day to halt the exemptions have been widely anticipated as Trump and his agency heads work to prop up the increasingly uneconomic coal-fired power industry over the objections of climate and public health groups. Montana Environmental Information Center Executive Director Ann Hedges said about the lawsuit that Colstrip is a national outlier because it lacks the pollution control technology the emissions rule requires. Hedges said, "Harming human health to eke out a bit more shareholder profit from a coal plant, especially one that is the nation's dirtiest for toxic emissions and is frequently broken when we need it most, is misguided, harmful, and expensive," Hedges said. "Perhaps the billionaires in charge don't care about human health or their electricity bills, but everyday Montanans sure do." The EPA also moved to repeal a rule addressing the climate-warming carbon dioxide emissions stemming from coal combustion. That rule, which also has major implications for the coal industry, wasn't set to go into effect until 2039. In Bozeman, the Human Resources Development Council, HRDC, and local homeowners are partnering together to keep housing within reach of residents struggling to buy homes in an inflated pricing market. HRDC facilitated the sale of a single-family home in northeast Bozeman, giving some locals the opportunity to achieve home ownership. The sale highlights how community members can help Bozeman residents buy a home in an increasingly unattainable market. The two-bedroom, one-bath, single-family home was sold by generous community members willing to forego some profit, and HRDC, which facilitated the transaction and is stewarding the subsidy provided. The home was sold for $370,000 to qualified buyers earning less than 150% of the area median income. While the property does not fall within HRDC's traditional community land trust program, which puts deed restrictions on properties to keep them affordable, this home sale featured a shared equity model where the home is not subject to an appreciation cap, meaning it can appreciate at market rates, allowing the subsidy to grow along with the home's value. When the property is resold, the affordability benefits can either remain with the home or be reinvested into another. HRDC's approach to affordable home ownership solutions relies on collaboration with homeowners who want to ensure their properties remain attainable for working families. Those home sellers can partner with HRDC to sell at less than market value to home buyers who qualify for the home purchase through HRDC. Homeowners interested in selling to qualified homebuyers can contact the HRDC for information on their community land trust program and other ways in which to make homes available. People can email hello@thehrdc.org. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.